Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Wills. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buell. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell strikes out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-0 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to third. Davis moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Camilli moves to second. Stan Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to third for the out. Carey moves to second. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Buell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burkell moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Burrard pinch runs for Andy Carey. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Burrard. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Burrard steals second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Larry Burrard now playing second base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Tommy Davis now playing center field. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Frank Howard now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo pinch hits for Don Elston. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Camilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brautite hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wills. Landrum moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wills. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.